The 16th Ghana Armed Forces Open Day has taken place in all garrisons in the country. The day was instituted in 2011 to enable civilians and the military to appreciate their complementary roles in nation building. In Accra, more than 3,000 people were at the Air Force Base and Regiment, where they had flight experiences, weapon handling, horse riding, armored vehicle maneuvers, among other funfairs. Interacting with the media, Deputy Director for Information and Press Relations Directorate of the Ghana Armed Forces, Naval Commander Michael Labi, said the exercise is to let civilians have knowledge about the armed forces and their day-to-day operations. Baba Otu and Sally Fudabri were there for Radio Ghana.
That is the sound from the CASA 295 flight which airlifted participants at the 2016 Armed Forces Open Day to Tema and its environs. Two Mi-17 helicopters were also used to enable all interested persons to have a feel of flight operations. According to military sources, some school children and other members of the public arrived at the Air Force base as early as 3 a.m. to make sure they were not left out in the open day, especially the flight experience. Deputy Director for Information and Press Relations at the Armed Forces Public Relations Directorate, Naval Commander Michael Labi, encouraged Ghanaians to participate fully when the military opened its doors to the public.
There's a lot of concentration at the Air Force base because a lot of people want to get a flight experience. It is the same when you go to the naval bases in Tema and Takrady. And we are trying to encourage people as much as possible to visit the other units as well. Because let's say in Bema Cambia, you have the 5BN, you have the 64 Infantry Regiment, you have the Armored Recce Regiment also. So I think if you get a lot of people going to those places, then some people can have the flight experience whilst others are the other units. Then it goes round, then everybody would have a feel. For those who maybe come on a yearly basis and still want to go on the aircraft, we don't have some sort of a database where you keep numbers of people and say that this one was here last year. So as much as possible, we'll revise the strategy based on the experiences that we have and see how best we can get more people to have that flight experience. Previously, we've achieved that aim of exposing the armed forces, giving people the opportunity to come and interact and have a feel of what happens within the barracks. So I think the aim has been achieved.
The flight officer for the 2016 Armed Forces Open Day, Wing Commander David Nkansa, said the Military High Command upholds strict and safety standards in its operations.
We are flying our CASA C-295 aircraft and our Mi-17 helicopters. As you can see, we have two of our Mi-17s supporting us and one CASA C-295, which is taking about 100 people on board per flight. The helicopters are taking between 30 to 40 people on board, just to be able to take care of the numbers. Doing all that, we are mindful of the safety concerns that are related to operations such as this. So part of the manifest is to ensure that the passengers who are sitting in the aircraft are signing an indemnity clause to indemnify us from insuring them in the case of any eventuality.